Boker Tov Rabotai. Today is Yom Revi'i Shabbat Kodesh L'Seder Toledot. Kaf Vav B'Marchishvan. Today is the 100th Shir. Now, again, there have been more Shirim than that, but this is when I don't rant, so that gets an actual number. So, welcome to Shir 100. 100 is good, because it reminds us, you know, when you... I got to 100! But always remember that 100 centimeters is only 1 meter. So you've reached one, Mabruk. Says the Or Letzion in page Kufchet. Hizaharu bivnei anim shemehem tetze Torah. That's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Segula pshuta lehatzlacha b'limudi, lenatzel et hazman velo lehitbatel. Everybody always wants a segula. Yeah? How can I be matzliach? How can I, you know, I want to be matzliach in my learning. Easy segula, ready? Don't battle. And he says, velilmod b'meretz b'chol hakochot. And use all of your energy. Maor, Ashrecha. Now he says, "Ki en aroch lelimud haTorah b'simcha." There is nothing that can compare. Everything else pales in comparison to learning Torah b'simcha. That seems to be the recurring theme here. She has gula liitkadmut. That's how you make it big. That's this gula, not nishmat for 40 days and you know all sorts of red strings and that's not what's going to make you matzliach. What's going to make you matzliach is limud b'simcha uv meretz. Ve'atzvut segula liyirida. If you want a segula to go down in your learning, you want a segula to go down in your yirat shamayim and avodat Hashem, make sure to be sad, morose, and depressed. Hikarti talmid chacham gaon atzum she'asak b'ktivat chibur chashuv. Ve'yacham ve'tza'ir beruchu. You know a talmid chacham that was writing a certain sefer, young, he was, you know, energetic. והיה תקופה בחייו שחש שלו בטוב לא יכל לכתוב, וכשעברי נפל ברוחו ושקע בצער רב. There was a certain תקופה that he didn't feel well, he wasn't able to write, and then even when he did get better, he wasn't able to continue because he was upset. ולא יכל ללמוד כדרכו, עד שחמיו הכניס בליבו חיות ושמחה, וחזר ללמוד בשמחה ונמשיך בכתיבת חיבורו. His father-in-law cheered him up, and he bought him a nursing home, and then he was able to keep writing on. Kidding. Anyway, that's an Ashkenazi thing. You guys don't get it. Anyway, you guys don't get nursing homes from your father-in-law. Unless you marry Ashkenaz. Anyway, so he says, Kitzer. Anyway, do you even know what I'm talking about? No clue. Anyway, the Kitzer. So, huh? No.
That's common?
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, huh? You could. It's nursing homes or food. Yeah, you have to take the pick. You know what I'm saying? You can't have both. So, maybe you can eat at the nursing home. Limud haTorah b'simcha. It's good to be sameach. Limud haTorah b'simcha hu gam segula l'shalom bayit. I'll tell you a story. When I was engaged, so, you know, it's semi-nahug to buy, for a kala, to buy the chasana watch. Chasana watch. So my wife, my fiancé at the time, and her father, they say, okay, let's go to the city to go pick a watch. Okay. I said, you know, I don't like going to the city at all. Definitely not to those streets where you have to go to buy a watch. Anyway, b'kitzer. So we start going to some stores of people that we know, and like even the lower end ones, like, oh, that's like 7,000 and that's like 10,000. I'm like looking, and they're looking at me like I kept a blank face. I'm like, no, I'm not $10,000 watch kind of guy. That's not who I am. That's not how I roll. Bonzalo, I said, come here. We made a group huddle. I said, let's make a deal. Okay, ready? This is not me. And it's not you either. Okay, we don't do this. Maybe other people. I'm not a Schwitzer. I'm saying, let's go buy some cheaper watch somewhere. Maybe a secondhand. Or, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't bother me. A few hundred. I don't know. Whatever. Like something cheaper. And then we'll put, it's not the rest, obviously, but how about you get me a pair of Ben Utam tefillin for what you could have said? Like, deal. And everybody went home. Happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's not, you know what I'm saying? Don't, huh? Art of the deal. Yeah, that would have been smart. Anyway, Bekitzer. Huh? Yeah, yeah. No, but I'm saying people think that they need all these big things to be sameach. The real simcha comes from histapkut bamu'at. Real simcha comes from, you know, being low profile, chilling. You know what I'm saying? I have my sfarim. I'm the happiest person in the world. Not with watches. Not with expensive watches, that's for sure.
Now if someone's like a shul rabbi, they have to have like very nice stuff.
No. Well, it depends what shul, you know what I'm saying?
Who's the shul I already got
the Rolex? Huh?
Who's the shul I already got the Rolex?
The current one? It's a long story. Anyway.
The previous one?
The previous one was used. The previous one was secondhand and it was...
Not a few hundred dollars.
Not so much more. Not so much more.
Can we hear the story? You got the Rolex?
Mazam Shane.
No,
come on. When you turn 35, that's a different story. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk. You know what I'm saying? It's not... chill. You know what I'm saying? Be regular. Relaxed. I spoke about this last night. Happiness in life doesn't come from materialistic things. Happiness in life comes from... You know what I'm saying? Just because you have more... You know, more materialistic things than me, and you live in a bigger house, and you're so rich, and whatever, and you have nice cars, doesn't make you a happier person than me. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people that are much richer than me, and much bigger houses, and much more material everything, and yet I'm happier than them. I have better kids than them. I have more yeshuva dat than them, whatever. So, what is all your wealth helping you for? You know what I'm saying? It's not getting you better kids. That's obvious. Look. Anyway, I'm not saying that everybody who's rich doesn't have good kids, but I see it plenty. Wealth doesn't buy you good kids. Wealth also doesn't buy you happiness. Wealth doesn't buy you minuchat ha-nefesh. It certainly doesn't buy you chokhmat ha-torah. You know what I'm saying? So what exactly is it that you have? You have the wow factor that every time you... Wow. Okay. And then what? Let's put that into, you know, dollars and cents. Not in the real, but like, what do you have? If you sat down for a second, are you happy? Not necessarily. You're always chasing more. Are you, you know, are you getting nachat from your kids? Definitely not. Are you a chacham b'Torah? I wouldn't bet my life on it. You know what I'm saying? So what are you? What do you, you know what I'm saying? Emptiness.
Yeah, but even the very religious woman, even all they like materialistic things.
Ha! Watch, that's exactly the next paragraph in the Or LeZion. That one. Look what he says. Limud haTorah besimcha hu gam segula lishlom bayit. Shekasher haisha ro'a shebaala sameach bechazarato mehakolel, o shelomed bebayit bemeretz, hismecha umrutza. O shelomed berifyon, zehu petach lemachloket. A wife wants to see her husband happy, fulfilled. When you learn well, when you learn besimcha, when your demeanor is a demeanor of simcha, it uplifts the entire house. She's happy. Whether you're in kolel or learning at home, when you're koveitim, whatever it is that you're doing, if you learn besimcha, she's happy. And if you don't, she's not, because she's like, well, you're not learning besimcha, you're like, you're a batlan. You know something? People think to themselves mistakenly, if I battle, my wife's not going to know about it. If you battle, your wife will get on your case and she'll say, you're a batlan. Why are you not learning? Why are you not writing? Why are you not, you know what I'm saying? Women don't appreciate batlanim. You have to give it your all. Do they like materialistic things? Obviously, it depends who you marry and where they come from. That's why it's always... I always tell, I'm not saying like, if you're marrying a girl who's well-to-do and she'll help you, whatever, that's fine. But be very, very careful how rich. Because there's a lot of girls out there that come very high maintenance, and then it's always, you're always chasing your tail because you can never satisfy them. But my father, but my sisters, but achshav my sisters. Ma'achpatli from your sisters. Even though halachically, by the way, there's halachot about how much you have to provide. Ola imo v'ena yoredet imo masechet ketubot, right? Yes? Halachot and shulchan aruch, how much? L'chaim. Anyway. Ze lo pashut. I'm not saying, you know, don't marry the rich ones, but be careful. If they're too high maintenance, you might be in trouble. Everybody likes to, you know, even low maintenance, they like to look put together. They like for the children to look put together, whatever. But everything has a, you know, everything has, there's got to be a line. You know what I'm saying? Not just endless spending and endless and take me here and take, whoa, what are you, Columbus? You have to discover, what are you doing? Yeah. Be careful. Low maintenance. Pashtut. Pashtut is good. For a girl especially. Stapik b'mu'at, you know what I'm saying? Because then there's no end. They want the, you know, they get a little older, they want to drive the tanks down Middle Neck Road, you know what I'm saying? You know, the little women in big tanks, you know, huh? With the night vision goggles, you know, the, you know what I'm talking about? It's this thing, I don't know what's pshat. Naniach that you need sunglasses, okay? Why exactly do they have to, it's sunglasses, not like, you know, bulletproof visors. What's pshat? Anyway, take it easy. That's why, by the way, I'm not saying that women should work. That's a different thing. Women should work, should not work. But a lot of the women who don't work because they're bored, so they just shop and get more materialistic. It's dangerous also. It's okay if they have a career. It's okay if they work. Even if it's not a lucrative career. They're a mora, they're whatever. But at least they're not always chasing that materialism. Because when they're bored, it's always, I have to keep up with the Jonesians to get a new car and the new tank and whatever. Take it easy. Materialism is very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. There are communities out there that I refuse to live in because the materialism, it's just dripping such disgusting materialism everywhere you go. You go out to the store, you have to buy a thing of milk, you have to dress up like for a chatuna. No, there are places like that. High heels, what are you doing? What is that? What are you doing? Leave out the tzniut aspect. Just relax. I have to put on the, you know, I can't go out like this because I have to put on the sheitel ha'asur. I have to put it on just to, you know, relax. Take it easy. Why? Just take it easy. Be one of the boys or one of the girls. You know what I'm saying? Just like go with it. That's the Derech HaTorah. Derech HaTorah is not to flaunt it. Always to be thinking about materialism and where we go. It's always from one vacation to another, right?
On the vacation, if not the next
week. Where are we going now? Where are we going for Thanksgiving weekend? Then there's winter break. Then there's yeshiva break. Then there's midwinter yeshiva break. And then there's Pesach and whatever. And always going, what kind of life is that? That's a life? Always chasing the materialism? Always whatever? And those are the emptiest people. They have no semblance of tochen in their lives. You think they have nachat from their kids? They don't know what their kids are doing. They're too busy with their materialism. You know what I'm saying? They're too busy putting on sheitels and high heels to go shopping. You think they know what their kids are doing? Relax. Take it easy. It's okay. Put your focus. Okay, you know, it's nice. The Gemara says, Shlosha dvarim marchivin da'ato shel adam. Three things cause a person, minuchat ha'nefesh. The Gemara says, "Isha na'a, bayit na'e, kelim na'im." Right, when a person has a beautiful wife and a nice house and nice kelim, whatever. But even that, you know, there's a limit. Now, isha na'a, and that, I'm not even talking now about all of the different things that wacko things that even women do nowadays. Even ya'ane from, I get the shilas, that's why I'm talking about it. Is it mutar to do this? And is it mutar? Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Just, you know, inject here and whatever, and then they come out bloated like a hippopotamus. And I'm saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? You chap what I'm saying? You don't chap what I'm saying, which is good. Why? Why? Because that's what you see on Instagram, swiping all day long. That's what you have to see. That's Am Yisrael, that's Yadut. That's the people that stood around Matan Torah by Har Sinai. That's who it was. A bunch of, you know, Botox airheads and fillers all over the place. That's what they are. That's Am Yisrael. No. Am Yisrael is Am Kadosh. In Am Levadad Yishkon, we're relaxed. We're chilled. We don't always have to stick out. Oh my gosh, a wrinkle. Whoa. Yeah, you know something? You're 60. You can have a wrinkle. It's all right. You know? I don't understand. I don't get it. But that's another problem, because she feels she can't have a wrinkle because otherwise the husband's going to... Yeah, well, that's also... Do you both practice regular tzniut? Tzniut at home, tzniut in the workplace. Are all your devices filtered? What are you looking at? What are your musagim? What's your barometer? If your barometer is the filth that you're looking at all day, then you're right, you know. Give it, you can't have a wrinkle. That's true. That's when your neshama is filthy. If your neshama is healthy, then who cares about the wrinkles? It's inside. It's the bond that you create between yourselves. It's how you grow together in Avodat Hashem. Look deep into the neshama. Is it clean or is it filthy? And that's what it is, people. Yom Tov.